Hey, I'm Gaia from the PR team at Fontana, and I'm sitting across
Bobek.
also from the PR team. First question, what's your relationship with Christmas?
My relationship with Christmas, it's amazing. It's a miracle, and I love it. I love this time of the season and the holiday. I love it.
I hate everything Christmas-like. Well, hate is a strong word, but I try to avoid it like the plague. So, why do you love Christmas, Bobek?
I love Christmas. It's not only because you get to be with your friends and families, but you also get to go on big adventures, sleep in early Christmas nights, watch Christmas movies, all that good stuff.
Why do I hate Christmas? I've never saw the appeal. It's too many lights, too much decoration, too much glitter. It's too much pressure also to have a good time when you don't really want to be a part of it. And having family and stuff over is very stressful, especially when you're someone, even though you love your family, when you have bad mental capacity or have a hard time around a lot of people, it's very stressful, even if it's people you love, to be around. And yeah, it just lasts so long from like start November to mid-January sometimes. It's crazy. What do you eat at Christmas?
So what I eat at Christmas is I eat a lot of sausages, I eat a lot of British fudges, porks, sweets, and everything else. So it's Christmassy delicious.
Well, at Christmas, I also don't like the food at Christmas because I don't like pork very much, which is a big part of Christmas in Denmark, obviously. And I try not to eat too much lactose, which is also a big part of Christmas, with like all the puddings and porridges and whatnot. Yeah, I'm not much for Christmas food. I'd rather have a pizza, honestly.
That sounds nice.
So.
That's good.
What did you do in Christmas?
What do I do in Christmas? Not only do I open presents and watch movies, but I spend my Christmas holidays here in Copenhagen. Sometimes I get to go to Sweden and Germany, and maybe there are other like European countries in the holiday season that I haven't seen yet, but I would like to give it a shot and a chance one day to do something like this. It should be fun. It should be really nice.
Well, for Christmas, I normally stay as much away from it as possible, but most of my family are suckers for Christmas, so most of the time I just try to avoid it like the plague. And then I will, for my family, of course, I will show up at Christmas dinner and, just be there, and then I just go home and I'm over it. So it's like, yeah, it's not a good time for me, but it's nice to see that it's a good time for my family, even though I don't get it. So, and then,
Last question.
yeah, how do you get through Christmas?
How do I get through Christmas? I just try to be happy about it. I enjoy the holiday season, the holiday cheer, the holiday spread. I'm all about love and respect for Christmas, 100%. And it's in me, and I can feel it in my body.
You have the Christmas spirit in you. Okay.
Thanks, Gaia. I'm really, really flattered to hear that.
Well, my family calls me like the Grinch. It's a whole joke because I hate Christmas. The way I get through Christmas is basically just, you know, I just try to keep for myself because I know I can't do anything about like how other people celebrate Christmas, and I don't want to get involved in that. I do me, you know? Mm-hmm. So normally I just sort of act like it's not Christmas and be like, oh yeah, it's totally not Christmas. And I try to just, when I'm home with my family for Christmas dinner, I mostly just drink a lot and smile and wave and be like, yeah, it's great, Mom. I'm very interested in the Christmas story you're telling. Yeah. A lot of wine at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And a lot of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part of Danish Christmas. Beer.
So, if you are not afraid, how would you like to celebrate Christmas?
I would not.
What would you do then?
Honestly?
Honestly.
I think I would just go out on a ranch and just ride horses. I would not give a fuck. I would just be with the horses because they don't know if it's Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever. It could be fucking Easter for all they know. It's like horses, they don't do Christmas either.
So, Bobang, if you could make your own Christmas, how would a perfect Christmas be for you?
Ooh, a perfect Christmas. I love that idea. So a perfect Christmas, a holiday spirit cheer. What would I like to do? I like to eat a currywurst. I like to eat frankfurter. I like to eat a lot of British English fudges, you know, the sweets they made with the squares and flavors and everything. I also would like to try the numbers of different chocolates and flavors in it, and I also would like to watch Christmas movies, have some snacks, drinks, go on European adventures that only speak French, German, and possibly Dutch. Something like that. It would make me feel very, very happy, excited, and a holiday cheer. That's gonna make me jump up and down for joy.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, I think it means like when I say like jump up and down, it means like, oh, I'm so excited for Christmas. I can't wait for the holidays to come.
I can't relate to that. I can't. But my mom actually does make her own special peanut butter fudge every Christmas. It's very hard to make, but it actually tastes pretty good. Yeah. I just would never admit it to her.
Well, maybe if she, like, can I suggest something? Maybe if she made, like, a cookies and cream fudge, then I think it might taste a lot sweeter.
I'm a peanut freak. I love peanuts.
Oh!
I love peanut butter. I love that stuff.
So you love peanut butter fudge, peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Oh, yeah. I live for peanut butter. But a very controversial question here. Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
I guess I could say all of the above because, as you can see, Gaia and Charlotte, Halloween in the beginning of the film, you see there's like this Halloween part, and then in the middle and the halfway in the end of the film, you just jump straight into Christmas. So, and that's how, by Tim Burton, it was the movie, that's how the movie was called, Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, along with Jack Skellington and all the other amazing characters you see in the Disney film.
Yeah. I choose to believe it's a Halloween movie about sabotaging Christmas. So,
geez, you're gonna look like Jack Skellington in the future.
Yeah.
I think it would make me feel very happy if you did.
if I look like a Jack Skellington. I mean, it would make my mom pretty happy. She's a huge fan. But yeah. That was a very important last question, though.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah. I guess we're signing out.
Yep. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. They cannot see we did a handshake, but we did.
That's how podcasts usually go down. You know, interviews as well. All right. Recording off and...